Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for today from Romans 5, 6 through 11. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since, therefore, we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. It's a lot in that short section. We begin with verse 1 that says, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. There it is. We have peace with God through Christ, not through what we've done, not through our works, not through saying the right prayers, not through following the right tradition, not through any of that stuff. It's only through Christ that we are justified. Only through Christ that we are saved. Only through the work that Jesus did on the cross are we forgiven. And that's the state in which we are right now. Forgiven by God through the work done by Christ. That's a great place to be. To know that our sins are forgiven, to know that by faith God's grace pours out on us. But this isn't where we started. We didn't start in this state of grace. In fact, Paul has three places in this text where we started before God's grace was poured out on us through Christ. The first is, while we were still weak, he says, Christ died for the ungodly. While we were still weak, we're still weak. While we are still weak, Christ died for us. Now, what does Paul mean by being weak? Well, we all know what weakness is, right? We know, we usually only know weakness when our strength is taken away. We feel pretty strong most of the time until something happens and we realize, boy, we're not as strong as we thought we were. And that can be something physical. You know, we felt like we were doing pretty good and then something happened and now I am not as strong as I thought I was. You know, back in my day, I used to be able to do this and that. Well, back in the day, maybe, but not now. We know weakness. We know what that feels like, and it's not a good feeling. We long for those days when we used to be able to do such and such and hike that much and lift these things and go these places, but now we can't do that. Because in our weakened state, it's a dangerous thing. But Paul's also talking about being weak in our will, weak in our spirit, weak in our souls, because we are weak when it comes to fighting against temptation. Even Jesus will say, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. It's hard. Fighting temptation is difficult. Being a sinful human being in need of God's grace and mercy and forgiveness, fighting against temptation, it shows us how weak we really are. We give in to things that we know we don't or ought not to give in to. We let things play out in our heads that we know shouldn't be living in there rent-free, right? It shouldn't be going around in our heads all of these thoughts that we have, and we know that what weakness is, because when we try and fight against that, when we try and put it away ourselves, well, it might work for a little while. But then, there it is again. Somebody in Bible study, I think it was Dee, who asked, you know, well, now that we're forgiven, how come we keep on sinning? Yeah, it's a good question. It's because we are sinful human beings, because we're weak. The only strength we have to go against temptation, the only strength we have to fight against the will is through Christ. And since we have been justified by faith, I'll use Paul's words, we have peace with God. Through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. We don't rejoice that we are weak, but we rejoice that in our weakness, Christ died for us. Despite our weakness, Christ died for us. Paul goes on to say, well, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Sinners? Who's a sinner? Don't raise your hand. Who's your sinner? We would all be going, yay! No, not yay, but we are all sinners. That's who we are. That's sort of the identifier of being human. And it's not something to rejoice in. It's not something to celebrate. It's not something to hope that everybody does once in a while. It's simply the fact and truth of who we are as human beings. We are sinners. We're sinners in need of God's grace. We're sinners not just because we commit sins, and this is the old saying, right? We're not sinners because we sin because we're sinners. It's just who we are. Even Paul himself in this same book in Romans says, I do the things that I don't want to do, and the things that I want to do, I don't do. And why in the world am I caught between? Because I'm a sinner. Because I can't really do otherwise. Again, for a while, we might be able to fight against it. For a while, we might be able to maintain some sort of goodness, some sort of righteousness. And we may look at, you know, the great Ten Commandments and say, well, at least I haven't done this, or at least I haven't done that, but you know that doesn't really work. We know we're sinners. We're not happy about it. But it's who we are. But here's the thing. Even as sinners, Christ died for us. He didn't say, well, now you got to stop sinning and then maybe I'll do that. Now you got to get your act together and then maybe I might grant you some grace. You got to do these things and then maybe we might be able to work something out. No, he says, you guys are a mess, but I love you, and I'll die for you. It's while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And it's through that we are justified by faith, and we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We can go back to that all the time. That we are weak, we are sinners, and yet, in his mercy, Christ died for us. In God's grace, through his grace, through faith, we are saved from the eternal torment of our sins. We are given that mercy. Verse 10, it says, for while we were enemies, now not only are we weak, not only are we sinners, but we are enemies of God in our natural human sinful state. We don't want God's help. We don't want God's rules. We want our rules. We want to do it ourselves. We want to make our decisions. We want to have our free will. We want to have everything all ourselves. We don't want God to be involved. We're like toddlers who say, no, Mom, me. I do it. I do it. Can I help you with your shoes? No, I do it. They're on the wrong feet. No, I do it. We know that. We've been there. And yet we still do that. God says, no, don't do that. That's dangerous. No, God, I got this. God, I'll take care of it. Oh, I don't want to bother you. You're so busy. You got an entire universe to look after. I'll take care of this. Doesn't work. We put ourselves in opposition to God. At the very least, we may be apathetic toward him and say, meh, I can give it or take it or leave it, whatever. You know, God, well, he's just not really involved anymore in this world or in me. we can say, well, I got this. I figured it out. I know how life works. I can manage. Until we can't. Until we realize we're weak. Until we realize we're sinners. And we see we're enemies of God. And despite us kicking and screaming and fighting against and saying, no, I do it, Christ died for us. He reconciled us. Paul loves that word, reconciled. He made us right with God. To reconcile means that God, through Christ, he put everything in the perfect place. You, weak sinners, enemies of God, through Christ, have been put in the perfect place with him. He's made peace with us through Christ. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are standing in his grace today because of what Jesus did on the cross, not anything to do with us. And like we do every Sunday, we come to the table again today to receive that grace, to receive that mercy, to receive that forgiveness, that us as weak sinners, enemies of God, he makes peace through Christ, his body and blood given and shed for us right here today. I want you to hear again. In Christ, you have been justified by faith. You have been set right. You have put in the perfect position with God through Christ. You are at peace with God because of Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace that passes all understanding guard our hearts and minds always in the one true faith to life everlasting. Amen.